ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Carmen and Yurko with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
We have our first official callback, and it is Matt Eberflus. Per Ed Werder is going to be getting a second interview with the Bears. Is it next week, guys? Is that when that was set up for, did you say, Eberflus?
Yes, next week.
Next week. The Bears still have a bunch of, you know, guys in the first round still that they want to interview, you know? Like, they haven't had their crack at Byron Leftwich yet, or Todd Bowles, or Leslie Frazier. Yeah. Those are all happening later this week.
It's the best thing could happen to Eberflus was them losing.
They have, yeah, they've interviewed Eberflus, and now they're going to be bringing him back for his
just
second.
As long as you don't look at the Jaguars tape, right?
Yeah.
It was a good thing.
He's getting a second interview with the Jags, too. Is that right, Matt Eberflus?
Yeah, he's getting a second interview with the Jaguars. That's the headline. First thing you do when you look up his name, he's getting down there for a second interview with those guys.
Did they not watch the game where Trevor Lawrence put it on him?
Yeah.
I mean,
they're watching some. Listen, they couldn't score that.
I mean,
day.
I know it's recency bias, but it was it was a bad way to go out.
I mean, they went right down the field.
Like, if I'm Brian Daboll, I'm like,
wait a minute.
Like, hey, you want my resume? Why don't you look at what happened last night? Because he interviewed with the Bears on Sunday. Look at Saturday nights. You see what we did there?
Now, it's funny for us to joke about it, but it is like the ultimate recency bias, which you're sort of trained, I guess, to stay away from. But yeah, it's that defense didn't look so good. Either did the offense. Nothing looked so good in Jacksonville in that week 18 when the Indianapolis Colts were down there. So, all right, we will continue to follow along. And if you've got thoughts on the Bears coaching search, and man, they're talking to everybody, 312-332-3776. And in a little bit here, I do want to play Cap and Hub Arkish talking about the Jim Harbaugh stuff from their NBC Sports show yesterday. And Albert Breer had some thoughts on Harbaugh maybe going to the NFL. We'll play all that later on. You know who we haven't talked to like in 2 years because of stupid COVID? You know, for people like our great friend Frank Caliendo, who makes his living as an entertainer.
He makes his bones.
Now, he's found ways to still be hilarious because he's Frank, and his Twitter and his his social media stuff is always
all
funny.
All the wonderful corporate events that he does.
But, you know, you can't go out on the road like he's so used to doing and all the trips through Chicago. Frank is finally going to be back in town at the Genesee Theater Saturday, March 19th. This has already been rescheduled, but hopefully we're good to go for March 19th. You can buy tickets I'm assuming Frank's website, Merck, frankcaliendo.com?
Yeah, or ticketsales.com.
Oh, ticketsales.com. Gotcha. Yeah. And Frank joins us now on the Corona hotline to say hi. It's been way too long, my friend. What's up?
Oh.
Yeah, it's and you can actually go to frankonstage.com, People in Chicago don't have a problem spelling Caliendo.
That's easy. Yeah.
Nobody's got a problem with
especially
that.
Especially in Bridgeport.
How hard has it been, honestly, for like people that do what you do, Frank, this last 2 years now that we're going on this?
I mean, it's kind of up and down. I'm actually doing an event in Orlando today, which is, tonight. So I think the toughest thing is probably the fact that they space people out at these corporate events a bunch. People are further apart than they normally are. And the plane ride in a mask for 5 to 6 hours is just
it's no fun.
Brutal.
It's no
so,
fun.
And then, then you get out of the airport and everybody's sitting next to each other in the hotel lobby and stuff like that. So.
Right, exactly. They're like, wait, why did I just wear that mask for 5 hours on the plane?
Yeah. People are hugging each other and kissing each other. Do you ever see that? Like the sideline reporter at a game, like they'll stand like 5 feet away, 6 feet away.
Yeah.
And then after that, they'll hug each other.
Yeah. They have like the long mic, right? Yeah. Like the selfie stick. They got the mic. And then all of a sudden, Aaron Andrews is like going up and giving Tom Brady a hug. You're like, wait, what about COVID?
The Price is Right microphone is what they have.
Exactly. So who's hot these days? Who do the people, when you do these corporate events, when you do the shows, who are they clamoring to see?
Well, who's left from my old itinerary or my old road event? It's whether people are getting canceled passing away. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, here's the weird thing for me with Madden, and people associate. There was a time where you would Google John Madden, and I would come up before him.
It's amazing.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
So. The weird thing for me is that he never really liked me. I met him once, and I made his grandkids laugh. I probably told you that story in the past, but you say the things, and the grandkids start laughing. Boom! I mean, there you go. But it was always awkward for me. And then, like, the documentary came out before he passed away, and everybody's like, "Are you in the documentary?" I'm like, "I don't think so. I think that was probably one of the stipulations that he would do the documentary is that I wouldn't be in." So, but I love Madden. I mean, I love Madden, and I mean, I think all of us, Yurko. I mean, it's one of those things where you'd watch TV or be playing on TV, and Madden would circle you, and everybody cared about it, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
my God. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, that's a good point for the the guys that played in that. You're right. I mean, like, if you got,
he was the guy.
I mean, he loved Waddle, and nice. Like, I think Waddle wears that as sort of like a.
He should. He made the All Madden team. He made the All Madden team.
Yes, you're right.
That is a badge of honor. I got a chance to talk to him in Summerall one time. You know, usually they talk to the quarterback, they talk to the head coach, they talk to Reggie White. One year they wanted to talk to me.
Unbelievable.
I don't know, but they picked me, and I went in, and all I did was try to entertain them.
Yeah.
Tried to make them laugh and have some fun with them. That's all I did. I don't know if
we like this guy. I mean, we like this guy. I mean, he's as wide as he is tall. I mean, take a look. You look at your coach. I mean, you look and you see that guy, and it's like, hey, I mean, this is what a football player is, right, Pat? Definitely, John, looks exactly what I think he would look like.
I mean, I didn't even remember what I said the whole time. I was happy to be there.
Yeah.
You know, just happy to be there.
All right, you brought it up. I'm going to ask, how do you handle... Now, one guy that I think did embrace it was Gruden. You guys seem to have, like, a playful thing. He brought, you know, that we saw in Hard Knocks and things like that. Like, how, and now Gruden's been canceled. I mean, how do you, can, do you go out and do the Gruden still?
No, I haven't been doing any Gruden, really. I think eventually there's a... Because that stuff's such a... I mean, it's... It's so, and I know Derek Carr is a friend and stuff like that. So to go out there and do a bunch of crazy, goofy, people were texting me and calling me, especially in Las Vegas and stuff. Hey, can you read the Gruden emails as Gruden? I'm like, no, what a terrible idea. What a horrific, but I think eventually there will be a way as time goes down, you know, goes along a little bit,
right,
to be able to, you know, don't press in, man. I mean, I think that's...
that's good.
Don't press in.
I told Carmen, I said, boy, I tell you, I think a great one would be Madden waiting to get in at the pearly gates talking to St. Pete about, you know, how you should get in. What am I waiting for?
I mean, you think about all those things. You're going, hey, Benny, what are you doing here? And then... Then you look. See, that's what gets me in trouble.
Yeah, it's so good, though.
Yeah, yeah,
but it's so good. And you're so quick.
I mean,
and it's so good.
I mean, you got St. Peter, got St. Paul, St. Ringo, all of them there. And then you're just waiting, and you're like, hey, is this? I'm in the right place. And it looks like you're in the right place. And they think at night, I remember this in the Hall of Fame, the bus start talking to each other. A lot of those bus are up here right now. And we're having another conversation.
That's so good.
They're still waiting for Bettis, though. The original bus,
yes,
by the
thank
way.
Thank you, Yurko.
Thank you. Now, the politics is such a thing of what we've seen here for the last 2 years. Have you developed a Fauci?
I've done a little Fauci here and there. It takes me a while to warm up to it.
It takes the whole world a while to warm up to him.
There we go.
Yeah, it always ends up being Joe Pesci. You got to wear your mask. Put your mask on, right, Dad? If you don't put your mask on, you got to be in a lot of trouble, okay?
Hoof.
All of a sudden it becomes
immunity. Paul. Immunity, Paul. How? Immunity like a clown? I immunize you.
It morphs into Joe Pesci. I'll tell you what you've done great with, Frankie, is the coaches stuff, man. I'm telling you, like the Belichick and the Arians, like the Andy Reid, and that's our guy.
Andy Reid is just me sinking my head into my neck and then putting on the stuff and like eating something or drinking something. The Belichick is, you know, basically me just, you know, trying to, they were better than us today. What is he doing Morse code with his clicks? Before Belichick talks, he smacks his lips or something like that. And you guys are talking about Leftwich and Bowles.
Yes.
You know, what is Bruce Arians thinking sitting there in Tampa? Let me tell you what, Daddy, you can't take these guys away from me. Who's going to coach?
That's exactly what he's thinking. He's got
just going to have Tommy. It'll be Tommy and me, and Tommy making all the decisions, Daddy. That's what I'm talking about. Win or lose, we booze, baby.
Dude, it's so good. I love it. Frank's at the Genesee Theater, Saturday, March 19th, 8 p.m. Tickets are available at ticketsales.com. You can go to Frank's website, which is frankonstage.com. I'm sorry, I said that wrong earlier. The old Caliendo site, frankonstage.com. And you can buy your tickets there. One show just that night on that Saturday, March 19th, Frank?
Yeah, I think I'm in Aurora the next night, so I'm in Chicago area for a couple
days. Oh, a double dip.
Yeah. And then maybe there might be something that comes up on the Thursday in Milwaukee or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know yet but at that point, but I'm going to try and get out there and come in the studio with you guys and wear a mask and
mask up on.
And triple mask and then quadruple mask and then masquerade as Dr. Fauci.
I immunize you? That's pretty good. I like it.
I immunize you like a clown?
We got tickets that we'll give away before the show is over today. Frankie, it's good talking to you. We'd love to see you. You come through town, you're always welcome here, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
See you, all right, pal. Frank. There's Frank Caliendo. He's such a good follow during football season on Twitter, too. And, yeah, hopefully Frank can get back in studio. We haven't seen him in a while. We will give away a pair of tickets, I don't know, like in the next 30 minutes, Merck. Is that cool? We do have a free pair of tickets.
We have two pairs of tickets.
We have to give them both away today?
Yes. Yes, Travis.
Right, we'll give away two pairs in the next 30 minutes.
Okay.
Does that sound good? All right. Sounds good to me.
Whatever you want to do, Carmen.
I immunize you. 312-332-3776. Eberflus is getting a second callback. Harbaugh, will he stay at Michigan? Is he going to go to the NFL? And is there any chance it's the Bears? We're talking about Jim Harbaugh, of course. We've got two NFL experts and authorities with thoughts on that. We'll play it for you coming up next.
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
This is the home of Carmen and Yurko.
Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN underscore Chicago.
Hope you're having a great day. It's Carmen and Yurko live in our first Midwest Bank State Street studios. Watch us today and every day on Twitch and join the chat. You can follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or download the Twitch app. I think Jim Harbaugh is now the Vegas favorite to be the coach of the Vegas Raiders.
Interesting.
If I'm not mistaken. We went around the room yesterday. Meller is the only one out of the four of us, though, that
went. Had him somewhere else.
Raiders.
I had him at Michigan.
I have him staying in Michigan. Merck had him staying in Michigan. You have him staying, but Meller said, no, I'm going to go with Raiders. As the buzz continues to grow about Jim Harbaugh making a potential return to the NFL, could it possibly be the Bears? Cap and Hub, Arkish, were on the NBC Sports show yesterday talking about it. And here's something that Hub said about some conversations that he's hearing from people in the know.
A number of people want your opinion of why the Bears haven't reached out to Harbaugh yet. They very well could have talked to him whenever. We don't have to be told that because he's not a current NFL employee, right?
Yeah, I mean, one source, it's not Jim. I've already said I've had some contact with Jim. I didn't ask him and he didn't tell me. But one other source who's usually pretty good told me that there was a brief phone conversation. I'm not going to say between Jim and somebody in the organization, which I think may have just been saying hi. It may have been trying to read the tea leaves without asking the questions. I don't know. I can't confirm that for certain, but it's a pretty good source. I think that there was a phone call, and I think where that phone call ended is Jim's got decisions to make, and again, he hasn't made
it. Does that make it sound like the Bears are interested in Jim Harbaugh? I mean, if it's just one casual conversation.
No, it doesn't sound like that at all.
Right?
Doesn't sound like that at all.
Yeah.
And if Jim's got to do what he's got to do, putting his ducks in a row are saying goodbye to the University of Michigan when he decides he wants to take a head coaching job.
I wonder what the pay is going to look like for Jim Harbaugh if he does go back to the NFL, too, and if that's something the Bears would be interested in. I don't know that the Raiders want to give out another $100 million contract considering what just happened with their old coach. But Albert Breer had some thoughts on that and any potential Jim Harbaugh-Chicago Bears match when he joined Cap and Hoodie yesterday for his weekly visit.
To me, Jim Harbaugh is Bill Parcells. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way I view him. And, you know, what do I mean by that? Well, I think, you know, he's the sort of head coach who can come in and shake up your program. And some of his success is going to be based on his ability to find good coordinators, which is what Parcells was at the end too, right? But, like, he's somebody who's going to come in, shake up your program, I think get more of the guys in-house right away. It happened at Michigan. It happened at Stanford. It happened, happened with the Niners. And then eventually I think he winds up wearing everybody out, and you might have an ugly ending. And so that's what you'd be signing up for with Harbaugh. I think he'd be very interested in the Bears job. I don't know whether or not the Bears are willing to pay what it would take to get him, but I think he'd be very interested in that job. I also think he's very interested in the Raiders job. And I think this sort of started as, you know, Harbaugh having some hard feelings over having to take the pay cut last year at Michigan and holding that grudge to some degree and feeling like if those people made me uncomfortable last year, I'm going to make them uncomfortable now. But I do think that there's genuine interest on his part in taking another swing at the NFL. And I think through this process, this is just me. I'm not climbing in his head. I'm just reading tea leaves here. I think part of it for him is going through all of this and seeing it, looking at it, saying to himself, there's no interest in me last year at the NFL level. I'm 58 years old. Do I get another shot to do this? And so I very much get the sense he's weighing his options. That said, he did hire a D-line coach at Michigan last week, and that was the first hire he'd made since the season ended. So maybe that's a sign that Michigan's getting a little bit closer to finding a way to lock him up.
We said all along that it felt like, considering the circumstances, taking a pay cut, Mel Tucker at the in-state rival school getting a monster contract.
Monster deal.
Jim Harbaugh then finally popping a pretty terrific season on everybody this year after a disappointing COVID season a year ago. It sure feels like, okay, time to, you know, reestablish my pay grade here in a sense, right? I mean, yeah. Like, that's kind of what it feels like. I get what Albert Breer says, too, and maybe Harbaugh, ever the competitor at 58, is like, few NFL teams are interested. Should I go back? This might be my last crack. Probably is, right? This is probably your last crack at going back to the NFL.
It's a new crack at fresh paper because they did kind of have him over the barrel last year. And he said, you know what? I'm a Michigan guy. All right. I'll go ahead and take it in the shorts on this one. But now, okay, the pendulum has swung.
It's make good time.
It is in my favor, and now we're going to do you're making Jim Harbaugh happy.
I think that's what this is all about. Yes. I do. I think he knows that that's the best place for him, that he can use this to his advantage. You're exactly right. This is now we're going to make good. I sucked it up for a year, fine. But Mel Tucker's making $9 million a year now?
Yeah.
Is that right? I mean, Harbaugh's thinking it's time for me to redo this, and I've got a little bit of the hand.
The word is with the Vegas situation, the $40 million was the guaranteed money left on that contract for John Gruden. So the $40 million is what they settled for this year. That came at the end of October, per Mike Florio from NBC Sports.
What would it take to get Harbaugh back to the NFL in terms of dollars?
I think you're looking at something in the $8 to $9 million range.
Gotta be, right?
Well, when college coaches start making more money, and maybe college is, I don't know, with the draft and everything that you've got going on, college with a limited coaching staff could be a little bit more difficult. You know, especially if you're at, say, Michigan State or Michigan and you're recruiting against the SEC, and the SEC seems to get every five-star player you can find.
Every one of them.
You know, so maybe the college coaching job is a little bit harder. That's why more guys are making $9 million a year in college compared to the pros. But when you're in the pros, you're theoretically the best of the best right there, right? Let's face it, Nick Saban didn't want to coach in the pros. He doesn't want to coach because he doesn't want to have to deal with the players.
Yeah, I don't think he wanted it.
He's been there. Breer, he's done that.
Breer said exactly what I've always said. Yeah, he's a program, Bill. He'll shake it up. They'll come in, they'll pop a 13-win season. I've got no doubt.
Did you guys see
the problem is by year four, then what? If you don't win, then what? Maybe you do. And okay, everybody would be happy. But my point to Waddle and Sylvie all along has been, why do you want to bring in a coach that you know in 4 years is probably going to alienate the entire building and be out? And Breer said the exact same thing.
And the other factor I do think has to come into play is the way the transfer portal has changed college football, specifically if you're not Nick Saban, right? Like Nick Saban doesn't have to worry about that because anyone who's going to Alabama for the most part, they're gonna suit up and play, right? If they're the best of the best.
Well, I mean, like Georgia, if the quarterback's not playing, they've lost a couple quarterbacks that have gone elsewhere. Our guy Justin Fields went from Georgia to Ohio State, and then Eason ended up going to Washington after Fromm became
the
starter.
But even if those guys leave, like Jalen Hurts left Alabama, but even if those guys
He left after he was already at eligibility in Alabama.
Wasn't transfer portal?
He got the fit. I thought he got the extra year, right, in Oklahoma?
Maybe he did.
And he left left because Tua obviously was there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, for Nick Saban, it's kind of like, hey,
that's what I'm saying. He's so loaded.
Yeah.
But if you're Jim, like, out there, that's one of the few programs, or like Jericho said, maybe Georgia, maybe Clemson.
Right.
There's three or four of those. Yeah. I know Michigan wants to be at that level. I don't believe they're there. Ohio State can do it, right?
Yes.
Ohio State can say, hey, Joe Burrow, go find another place to play and not really regret it.
Exactly.
But if you're Michigan, I don't think you're at that level. You're probably trying to get to that level. Is that achievable in Ann Arbor? And then if you're Jim Harbaugh, he's probably like, you know what? It's one thing having to land these great recruiting classes, but it's another thing to continually have to keep recruiting my own players and keep them happy, something I didn't have to necessarily deal with. Hmm. You know, I'm saying maybe that makes the NFL more appealing.
More appealing right now?
Maybe. Yeah. Not only that, it seems like you could strike a player and nobody cares. Did you see Bruce Arians go all Bobby Knight on his guy?
Ooh, dear.
You didn't see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when Bruce Arians, when he's
trying to get him off the field,
yes,
right?
Yeah. And he went and he smacked him right in the melon with his Darth Vader-looking chest plate.
Whatever the hell he's wearing.
Yeah. I'm like, I go, first he's trying to get his attention. That was his way of getting his attention. Is somebody going to be upset? That's the first thing I asked myself over the course of time. But because it's Bruce Arians, it seems like nobody is upset.
Why do you think that is?
But if Chucky went and did that when he was playing coach, you know people would have been up in arms.
I wonder why
you
that is.
You know that. Up in arms. Arians?
Yeah.
Hits a guy in the head, one of his own players on the field. Nobody cares. Not a soul. Am I right?
Yeah, it was.
Does anybody care that Bruce Arians hit his own guy in the head? Nobody. That's my point.
It does kind of seem like it.
Doesn't it seem weird?
It caused a brief stir on social media, and it was like,
and it got,
now he was trying to get him away from the pile. I think he didn't want a flag.
Right.
It is. It was a awkward.
He went all Woody Hayes on his own player.
And I think he regretted it instantly because you can kind of see in his reaction, like, well, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
I still want to know what that get-up is that he's got on. I don't understand.
Well,
that
you know,
thing.
Guys don't like wearing it around their waist.
Oh, so he
gets caught up. The cord gets caught up.
Oh, so
he throws it around his chest so it's secure.
It's hilarious. So they all have that big contraption on their
waist? Big contraption on their belt. And then they go hit the button and
pain
talk
in
to the different coordinators. You know, they're different guys. They can press the button an X amount of times, and it'll go to each respective guy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Mellor had made the point about Burrow leaving. You know, Waddle keeps saying, can you believe that at one point in the same huddle at LSU, it was Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson, and Ja'Marr Chase?
And Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Yeah, that's a pretty good team.
What? Is it any wonder they set records and destroyed everybody?
Was that Ed Orgeron?
No, it was Orgeron, yeah.
Is it Orgeron?
It was Orgeron. I mean, is it any wonder? I mean, that's insanity. Burrow's really good, man. He looks like a cool cucumber, too, doesn't he? Like, the stage isn't too big for him. We'll see on the road now. This will be his first road start.
Are we in the
playoffs?
Are we far enough removed where you're okay with him getting the nickname Joe Cool? As playing the same position of the legendary Joe Montana.
As someone who grew up in the 80s, I don't know that I'll ever call him that. Like, to me, Joe Cool, I don't mind it. He could be called that. Younger kids can call him that. Like, Joe Cool, to me, will always be Joe Montana.
Can't call him Broadway Joe because he's not in New York.
See, that's a good point.
Like Joe Namath.
Really
can you call him, like, Riverwalk Joe?
What about the
Cincinnati kid?
Yeah,
that might not be bad.
You know, the Broadway Joe probably doesn't make as much sense because he's not in the Big Apple. Yurko's right.
I said Riverwalk Joe.
But if anybody else ever took that moniker, that sobriquet, like an older generation that remembered Joe Namath would always be like, well, no, Broadway Joe is Joe Namath. I mean, like Joe Cool is always going to be Joe Montana for me. But
at that time though, Joe Namath was bigger than the NFL. At least it seemed that way.
That's true.
You know. Because he's in New York. He had the fur coats on. He had, you know, hotties on his arms all the time, you know?
He was
having a good time.
Jeez. Talk about living the life.
Quarterback out of Alabama comes to New York. Boom.
Yeah.
Good things. Studio 54.
Boom. Good things.
Andy Warhol. Good things.
All I know is that there'll only be one LT for me.
LaDainian
Tomlinson.
That's funny, Mellor. That's
Thank
good.
You.
That's pretty good. Yeah, there's only one.
Lawrence Taylor.
There's two LTs.
The
I don't know what to tell you.
Lions Township, too.
There's that LT, too. They're both pretty damn good. One's probably the best defensive player in the history of the NFL, though. So I guess, you know.
Yeah.
If you think of one, you kind of think of LT first. You know,
the youngsters think of LT. Us old guys think of LT as Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
I mean, I had the pleasure of watching LaDainian Tomlinson play.
It was awesome.
I mean, it was fantastic.
It was absolutely awesome.
It was great.
Yeah.
him and Antonio Gates together.
Any other
that?
Any other double ups we can think of?
Tom Terrific. He tried to steal
That's
that.
That's another one. Tom Brady tried to steal. Tom Terrific is Tom Seaver. That's Tom
right.
Terrific.
Yeah.
You can't. Tom Brady can't be Tom Terrific.
Tom Seaver, boy, I tell you, Tom Seaver, when he was retiring, I was a young boy. You know what I'm saying?
I remember a little bit like in 85 when he got his 300th win with the White Sox. Here.
I mean,
he was number 300.
It was already going down the tubes for him.
When the
Bears won the Super Bowl, nobody remembers anymore.
Exactly. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Follow at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64 on Twitter.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Well, Yurko has a lot of power in the NFL. You said, hey, what's going on? Nobody said anything about Bruce Arians smacking his own guy.
2 minutes after I addressed it, what happened?
Upside the head. 2 minutes after Yurko brought it up, Adam Schefter tweeted that Bruce Arians indeed is being fined 50 large.
50K. 50 big
by
ones.
By the NFL. That's a big fine.
Yeah, it's a sizable fine, but I wouldn't say it's a big fine. I think it's appropriate for what happened.
I think so.
Remember, that money ends up going to charity, so that's fine. We acknowledge that he struck his player, but he was trying to get him off. The only way he can get his attention is by smacking him in the head. Don't go smacking people around. I guess that's the best thing you can say.
His own player was Andrew Adams, right? I think that's his name. He looked at him like, hey, coach?
Coach, what are you doing? What'd you strike me for?
Popping me in the helmet? What's happening? Only
my mom could smack me upside the head.
Yeah, he definitely overreacted, Bruce Arians. Yeah. I mean, I know what he was trying to do, but he overreacted.
Yeah.
So, okay, a $50,000 fine. So, Yurko, you called for it. It just happened.
Well, I didn't call for it. I just asked anything happen.
Called for it.
Didn't anything happen? So, like I said, it all goes to charity. Good times, good times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you were you stormed into the office this morning too.
It was hot.
Yurko came in like the guns a blazing.
Right.
And you were a little bit upset with Meller, with Midway, Jeff Meller.
Well, it's some of the rhetoric that I was hearing and, some of the advice that was being handed out from parents and youngsters. Jeff had talked about how the no more sweets for the children's.
During the week.
No more sweets for the children's during the week.
My wife has been re-energized, reinvigorated by her recent listen of podcasts, health podcasts, on a long road trip.
The Armchair Nutritionist?
I'm sure that's always worked in there, but there's some other ones as well that she was listening to that was kind of reinvigorating her...
spirit for
enthusiasm for getting back to eating healthy.
Right. And so Marv Marinovich and Mommy Dearest Joan Crawford decide not to feed the kids any sweets during the week.
But that's not Marv. That's a good thing. I mean, so be it if you're Marv Marinovich.
She
came in with a proclamation on Sunday night after her long road trip, her 7-hour road trip home.
And her husband, Jeff Meller, has to support her, right?
She says no more desserts during the week.
And why do you support your wife? Because what don't you want to do?
Make her unhappy.
You don't want to undermine her.
You don't want to undermine
her. That's what he said, right, Jeff?
Correct.
You don't want to undermine your wife in
a
relationship with the children because they'll do that all the time.
The advice was being given to me by Cap and Jay Hood to, when I'm alone with the kids, sneak them desserts.
Right.
Are you serious?
Yes. All right. I said, listen, if we're going to get on the same page here, I can fight the fight and try and coax a couple nights a week where we can still do dessert.
Right.
But I'm not going to go behind her back and then say to the kids, shh, between you and me.
That's the worst thing you
can
do.
That's the worst thing you could do. You guys are both agreeing that's the worst thing you
can
do.
That's what I said. I don't want to undermine her authority.
Right. I get you. So here's my advice to you as a man who's been divorced for 6 years now.
Yeah.
Okay? It's the worst type of advice you can give right there.
Okay.
Don't undermine your relationship. Can I tell you why?
Yes.
Because those kids are the one that's going to, those kids will be making the decisions in your future when you're old and you're decrepit and you're not worth anything. They're the ones that are going to make the call. What you need to do is curry favor with your kids now.
So they don't put you
in
a home?
So they get that deep in their occipital lobe and the parietal lobes and the temporal lobes, and they will never forget it was dad. When mom cut the sweets out, it was dad that kept feeding us Twinkies at night. It was dad that brought us chocolate chip cookies. When they decide, what are we going to do with dad? Are we going to ship him out to the homes of death? The senior homes where they attach one, they attach lifelines to your body and to your bank account and suck everything dry, right? Or they're going to put you on an ice floe. You know, they'll go to Lake Michigan, find a chunk of ice with the southern wind and just push you and say goodbye?
Jeez, I hope
or
not.
Will they put you in their home and will they take care of you and you'll have fresh tomato soup and toast? So what you need to do is take all that conventional wisdom you get from parental people mm-hmm. who think they know everything. You curry favor with your kids now. Underminer, and that way you're not going to be put in a senior home where you got poop all over yourself and they never change your sheet.
You're assuming that like
I'm telling you,
you're going to get divorced though, right?
Well, listen, they've got to make a decision. They don't have 70 rooms in their home.
I think you're just playing the odds. Oh, he figures 52% of Americans get divorced, so
that's right. I'm playing the odds.
Listen, everyone, I like Yurko. I like where his head's at. Everyone else is playing checkers. This man's playing chess
that's
over
it.
Here.
So. See, I'm currying favor right
long
now.
Game.
And let me tell you, I've identified the one that's going to take care of me, and that's my daughter, Grace.
Oh, of course.
She's taking care of Pappy. The two boys already said, go falter one time. They go slip on the ice, fall down the stairs, straight to the senior home. They've already told me. They've got the power of attorneys all lined up already. They're ready to scribble my hand, to put a pen in my dilapidated hand, and scribble my signature on it already.
Aren't you letting those boys live rent-free in your home?
Yes.
Oh, and they're going to do that to you? You're already currying favor.
They've told me what's going to happen. They told me, curry favor with the one that loves you.
Okay? I like it.
That's my advice. You got two choices, the son or the daughter.
I'll tell you that the hardest conversation, I think, more than like any conversation you ever have raising your kids is going to be what happens if a parent needs to live with you one day and like what the spouse says.
Yeah.
Like that's going to be.
See, I tried to get my mom to come live with me after my dad passed away.
Yeah.
Boy, she'd clean, she'd cook. My mom's an angel. Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. We'd have been eating like kings for the last 2 years.
Did she not want to come live with you?
She was more comfortable with my sister.
Oh, really?
I said, don't worry about the arrow through my heart, Mom. Don't worry about the arrow through my heart.
And so
I'll be fine.
I'm telling you, the hardest conversation you're going to have is like, what happens when one of the spouse's parents need to come live at an old age?
Yeah.
I've already had the conversation.
Have you had that, really?
Like, I'm going to get an apartment in the city.
You're going to get an apartment?
Yeah. And then,
you're going to get them an apartment?
No, I'm going to get an apartment in the city.
That's when you really need a pool house, man. You really need a pool house.
Isn't there? There's got to be some like nice assisted living place where we could go someday when we're older. You don't burden your kids. No, Merck, is it bad? It's that bad, huh? Merck's shaking his head over there. Well, you could speak.
I don't know. It's just, I've dealt with a lot of.
Isn't it a shame? Isn't it a shame getting old like that? That's why you got to take care of yourself now. That's why you shouldn't be eating sweets. Mike, something's wrong with your mic.
Yeah, Mike. We don't have a mic.
Turn your mic on.
He's turning me on and off. I could hear it.
What happened?
It's working?
There it goes.
All right, I don't know. So we had a little cross there. Yeah. No, that is exactly why my wife's like, she's like, you know what? The goal should be let's live to 100, but let's be a healthy 100. And that's it, partially why. Don't want to have to be in a home and not being able to take care of yourself.
My grandfather was living by himself until he was like 95.
95.
Well, we got to be climbing the mountains, though, living the Sicilian lifestyle.
That's right.
If we're going to do that, eating the Mediterranean diet.
Sardines.
Eat a good diet, I guess. Yeah, I mean,
olive oil and sardines.
He was living by himself. And he was content.
Playing briscola.
I don't think he ever prayed.
Watching Italian soccer replays from 1958.
He was doing that.
Oh, yeah.
On a TV that was as old as me.
26-inch.
I mean, like, that's what I want. That's what I vision for. And you got to see it. And it'll make it happen.
You got to make it happen.
And the universe will find a way of making it happen.
That's right. I'm with you, man.
I plan to still be. I saw a guy running this morning. I swear to God, I'm telling you this right now.
How old was he?
The guy had to be pushing 80. Had to be 80.
Still getting him done.
Now, he was running. If I don't have much room in here, I could give you a demonstration.
Put one foot in front of the other,
right? I could give you a demonstration on Twitch.
He was putting one foot in front of the other.
He was basically.
They can't see on Twitch out front. He was doing a shuffle. The 80-year-old shuffle.
Let me tell you something. I looked at that man this morning. I drove by him.
The arms moving twice as fast as the legs.
And I said, I thought to myself, I'm like, because I run a lot.
Sure you do. Very
athletic. I want to be his age, and I want to keep running.
Be careful though. Too much running and you get the arthritis.
I know. My knees are going to pay for it when I'm
the bursitis.
I had that issue when I was on the treadmill for 3 days. I started getting knee pain.
Well, that's because you've got to develop the muscles around your joints. The muscle structure that you have is what we would call substandard.
Yeah,
got to go into the weight room,
substandard muscle.
And you've got to develop some of that muscle around there to take the pressure off your joints. Do you know what I'm saying?
But I picture myself as an old man.
Yeah,
like still being out in the fresh air, walking. My grandfather walked all the time. Maybe that's what helps. Running, walking, exercising, eating healthy, getting out of this weather in the winter.
Was he a smoker?
No. I'm not staying here in the winter.
No, you got to go south.
No chance.
You're going south.
No, you'll extend your life.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You will.
Well, listen, I don't shovel snow no more.
No.
That heart attack snow that falls?
Stop it.
No siree. I summon the children.
I tell my parents, I'm like, what are you doing here in the winter? Get out of here. Go to South Carolina. What go to Florida. Doing?
South Carolina's still a little chilly.
But not like this.
No, not like this. Not bone cutting cold.
You gotta get out.
Yeah. Fort Myers, kid. They just had a tornado in Fort Myers.
I know, I saw that. I've
heard there's a really nice place in Del Boca Vista.
Del Boca Vista, baby.
When we were
all over that shuffleboard card.
When I had to drive back from Fort Lauderdale, we had to get off of the Highway 75 just past, I forget where we were, just south of Orlando, maybe, we were in Ocala. We had to go to Ocala.
Yeah.
So we had to get off before Ocala. We had to get off the highway, which is horse country, by the way. And we went through the villages.
The
famous villages down in Florida, senior living down there.
Oh, really?
Oh, my heavens. You should see it.
Did it look good?
Palatial estates.
See? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, my heavens. So we went down there, all seniors, all the time. Mm-hmm. And, like, the things that are for sale are everything for the aged, you know? Golf carts to move from point A to point B.
I like that scene.
The scooters. The scooters.
Like, the internship.
Yeah.
Like Rob Riggle. On the end. A lot of thunder sticking that goes on down here.
That's good stuff.
Ethel!
All right, sit tight. We'll grab some calls before we're out of here. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
This hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Tech team. Great game last night against Wisconsin. Coach Collins and the Cats host Illinois, Indiana, Purdue, and more in Big Ten play. Buy tickets now at nusports.com.
Working from home?
We're back in the office.
Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
We've got two pairs of Frank Caliendo tickets to give away for his show Saturday, March 19th at 8 p.m. Tickets are available at ticketsales.com and frankonstage.com if you'd like to buy them. We've got two free pairs. First two correct callers will win, okay?
Love it.
Frank was with us earlier this hour. He did give us a little John Madden from the pearly gates.
He did.
Who was the first person he saw? First two correct callers, 312-332-3776. You will win. Dave's in Oak Forest with Carmen and Yurko. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, a while back I saw an interview with Tom Brady just talking about, you know, family life during the off season. And he said when Giselle is out of town and dad's in charge, the kids do get a little more sweets than normal.
Mm.
So if it's good enough for Tom Brady,
it's good enough for you.
That's right.
That's surprising that he gives them more sweets the way he's fanatical about it, you know? That's surprising. Dave, thanks.
What are Brazilian sweets? What would Giselle pull out of the Brazilian hat? Mm,
good question.
That, you know, the kids might like.
You know, maybe some Portuguese-influenced stuff.
Probably.
Like pastel de nata, which are my favorite desserts.
Right.
You can't find those anywhere. It's a shame.
You know, those are special. Maybe if she's making them from scratch, they take a little bit more work. So when she does deal with it, like maybe once a week, once every 3 weeks, then it's really a delicacy for the kids.
Again, that's just a guess, knowing their Portuguese heritage.
Right.
So
yeah.
I don't know. I've never been to Brazil, so I'm not sure what the...
You've never been to Brazil. I'm shocked
Brazil.
With all your travels.
No, I've been to Argentina.
Did you see they put Turks and Caicos in the non-travel list now?
Did they really? Last month.
It's
up to 100, and Bahamas are off limits now.
Oh, my God.
Talking about Carm, you're talking about 100 countries out of 195.
Wow.
Off the list. They're on that list.
Over half.
Can't go.
Now, Yurko, I'm getting texts from my mom. She's mad that I don't want to live with her.
Yeah. See, I'm going to get those. My mom's going to call me later, too.
I already told my mom I was disappointed she didn't come live with me. She goes, Johnny, I'm more comfortable with Eva.
Yeah.
I said, all right, Mom.
Well, what's she going to do with you and the boys at home? I don't blame her. I mean,
do we need a female influence? We need a female influence over there.
Animals. I mean, your poor mom, she can't. She doesn't want to be dealing with that right now.
Remember, she could crush her bowling ball with her thighs.
I remember.
Very strong woman.
You remember you told
she fell, cracked her head on the concrete, boom, got up, and she drove home.
I'm sure she loves you telling the Chicagoland area that she could crush a bowling ball with her thighs.
Strong woman, strong woman. Worked for Ford Motor Company.
Larry's on the south side. What's up, Larry?
I'm looking forward to the Green Bay Packers and 49ers game coming up.
It's going
to
be a good game.
Let me tell you why. I'm hoping for a 49ers victory because you think about it. If they win, because they had beat them in the playoffs recently a lot, right?
Yes. Well, they the Niners beat them 2 years ago in the NFC title game in Matt LaFleur's first season. Yeah,
right.
They beat them good.
Yep.
Right. So my thing is this, because you found out that Dulles ain't much of a genius with Brady there, right? He ain't that much of a genius no more. Now, if 49ers win, more than likely, Rodgers is going to retire or he's going to leave. And then that's it. That's it, right?
I don't know. I don't know that he's going to retire or leave, Larry. I mean, maybe it increases the likelihood that he leaves.
That's what Larry's hoping for, yeah.
I don't know that he retires, though, Larry. Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to retire.
If they go out in the first round, yeah, he might.
No, he's got a contract with the Packers through 2023. What he would like to do, what he wanted to do this offseason was leave. He wanted to get traded and get a new contract with somebody else that would put a bunch of chunk of change in his pocket.
That's what he was looking for. As a Bears fan, yeah, we'd like to get him out of the division.
It makes a lot of sense.
This isn't slowing down, guys. This guy's 30, what, 7? He's going to be the back-to-back MVP of the league.
If he wins the Super Bowl this year, what's his encouragement to leave?
None.
If Devontae comes back, doesn't he come back then?
How could he not?
And their agreement wasn't to let him go after this year. It's to let him go after next year when he's still got 1 year left on his deal. They're going to say, all right, we'll let you go
then. This guy's going to still torment us for at least another year.
At least one, I think.
The way he's playing. I mean, he's not slowing down.
Doesn't look like it, Carm.
It's crazy.
He does not look like he's slowing
down. I mean, I get it. The rules help. But
yeah, you can't touch a quarterback. You can't touch a receiver.
Tom Brady's playing some of the best football of his life. He's 44.
I showed Carmen a play yesterday from the 95 divisional wildcard game. Well, what we did to Steve Young that day, they would throw players in jail for what we did to Steve Young on that specific day. Freddie Strickland, the linebacker, was with us. Him hit Young 4 or 5 times.
And they just
you
guys used
him.
To fall on him with all your
and
weight
crush
and
him.
I mean, you can't do any of that anymore.
Dazed and confused would be the best thing to describe Steve Young in that game.
So I get it. They're playing in an era that better suits their, you know, their longevity, I guess
you
say. But like, they're playing the best football of their lives at 37, 44. It's incredible. Congrats to Brett and Joliet and Rich from Beecher. They knew that. John Madden bumped into Betty White first.
Betty White.
At the Pearly Gate.
Yeah, hey, yes. Betty.
So they're going to see Frank
Caliendo.
He didn't
want to do it, but I talked him into doing it.
Yeah, you did.
Did you see what I did?
Good job, Yurko.
Yeah, I'm here for you.
You worked your magic. They're going to see Frank Caliendo at the Genesee Theater Saturday, March 19th at 8, and tickets are available at ticketsales.com and also frankonstage.com.
So I got Frank to do that in the NFL to find Bruce Arians.
Yeah, you
I
had a great
very
day,
influential
dude.
Today.
You had a monster
feeling
day.
So good right
and,
now.
And very good life advice for me.
I'm telling you, he's killed this hour.
So your mom's already upset at you. There you go. All the moms are listening.
Yeah.
Did you make peace with your mom after you insulted me?
I didn't insult you.
Did you make peace with your mother?
I made peace.
Okay,
That's
all I'm asking.
They made a promo out of that, you know.
Yeah. Tonight is Whiskey Wednesday. We got another Whiskey U, Whiskey University in the City tonight at one of the all-time great whiskey bars in Chicago, and really one of the first going back many, many, many years, Delilah's. On Lincoln Avenue, just south of Diversity. I'm going to be there 6:30 to 8:30 with Widow Jane.
You'll have a ball.
We'll have some hors d'oeuvres.
That's
we'll
out of New York, right, Carm?
Widow Jane's from Brooklyn. Correct.
Yeah, from New York. Yes.
You are correct. And we're going to be sampling some of their whiskey tonight, and there'll be some food there. And you don't need tickets. You don't need to be on a list. It doesn't cost anything. You can just come by for another one of our special whiskey universities. Class will be in session at Delilah's tonight, so
I
hope to see you there.
Under that promo, it should be Danzig's mother underneath there. I don't know if you've ever heard that.
Yes,
one.
I have.
Mother! Yeah, that's classic mother. Yeah, that's what you want.
This real quickly from Jenna Wayne, who covers the Bucks.
Yes.
The NFL told Bruce Arians in its letter to him that he displayed conduct directed towards one of your players that fell below standards expected of an NFL head coach.
Well, I think it's well put. And Yurko was all over it. He said, you can't be doing that. Nobody's even said.
It's 3 days. Nobody said a word about it. I'm just like, yeah, hey, did anybody see that or was that just me?
Again, I get what he was trying to do. You can't go up and smack your player in the head like that. Come on.
I'm going to be honest if you think everybody. I just assume I have the final word.
You were brilliant today. You were. Good on you, Yurk. Great job by Midway, Jeff Meller, and Jared Strauss, and Randy Merkin.
I'm retiring.
Thanks for listening, calling, and participating. Greeny's next, then Waddle and Sylvie, then Black and Abdallah. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 after Cap and Hoodie. And our guy from Canada, Jim Matheson and Leon Draisaitl, will have the final words today.
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to.
Today's final word on Carmen and Yurko.
Why are you so pissy, Leon? Why are you so pissy?
I'm not. I'm just answering your
question. Yeah, you are. Whenever I ask you a question.
I gave you an answer.
Not very good one.
Okay.
That was the final word on Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000.